The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Well, you know what? It's time to go drag racing! 200 plus miles per hour!
Boy, live with Stevie LeTemp. Stevie, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How are we doing? I'm doing absolutely marvelous, boy.
All right. And so what's the latest and greatest in the world of all Harley drag racing, Stevie?
Well, guys, coming up just this previous weekend, one of our Harley guys went up to an IHRA event up in Alberta, Canada. And beautiful track up there, great conditions, and we had brought in about a dozen Nitro Harleys to compete for the first time this year. The Harleys had a chance to run with the IHRA gang. And Ron Howney laid down consistent 640s and 650s all weekend long and took the win up there. Incredible times. You got to remember now, there's a lot of altitude up there. And to run a 640 at that track.
And where is this now?
This is all the way up in Alberta, Edmonton.
Oh, boy.
Alberta, Canada. And I want to say the corrected air was something like 2,000, 3,000 feet. So I guess they got to pretty well, you know, throw a lot of nitro that baby to get it to go. But he did a great job. Come out, like I say, in the winner's circle. So we're very proud of him, very much so. Super nice guy. Remember, he was the guy we had on the show. And we got him to talk a little bit about a supercharger.
Right.
Going on there. And all of a sudden, I started asking too many questions on there. And he wasn't going to tell me no more.
Yeah, I remember that. That was that all went over my head that night. Yeah, I remember that. So, yeah. Who do we have here with us tonight? We have
we got Donnie Huffman coming on right now.
Uh-huh.
And here's another guy. This guy is flat got some records behind him. He already has, I believe, 5 world championships. Am I correct on that, Donnie?
All right.
Hi, Steve. Yes, it's 5 HDRA national champion.
Live from Nashville, huh?
Yes, I'm in Nashville.
All right.
I'm up here stomping my boots. No, I'm up here at a National Harley Dealer Convention.
So how's the convention going up there? Is that a really big deal up there? Do they really go elaborate with that?
Yes, it's all the dealers worldwide.
Worldwide?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is quite a deal. You know, I tried there to contact you before you left, and I found out that everybody had pretty well jumped on their bikes and off they went. I thought I was jealous. Absolutely.
And I know, you called me a lucky bum.
Absolutely. Oh, you read that, huh?
Yeah, I read that.
And it was a comment I made on the internet. I gotta be careful.
Yeah, you better.
Well, let's go back to you just a little bit, Donnie. You got 5 world championships under your belt, and it looks like, and I'm gonna stick my neck out here, you're in the SEP class, the All Harley Drag Race Association. You're currently number 1 in the points again.
Yes.
Is there no stopping you?
Well, it's a real slim margin on a points lead there in that class. And I'm struggling a little bit this year, but I think things are going to turn around at the second half of the season.
Well, you do have one menace, and I see him in several of the classes, Dan Norland. In fact, he's number 2 in the points on the SEP class, and also you run in the Super Eliminator category, and Dan is right there with you as well. So you guys, are you pretty good friends? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's like your show that you had a couple weeks ago that you were talking with Dean Druschel, and he's points leader in the SC class now. And, you know, like he said, we're all family. You know, we go out there and have a good time and race against one another. One breaks, somebody breaks, we struggle, we hustle to get him going back again and so we can make another round.
Well, I want to tell all the fans out there that, you know, Donnie not only has a shot at winning one this year, but he's actually in competition for 3 possible world championships. Sin 3ET, the SEP class, and Super Eliminator, and he's in the top 5 right now. In fact, you're 5th place on the Super Eliminator, I believe. You're 4th in that Zen 3 ET class? Of course, you were right on top of the pile with the SCP class. Is it possible, do you think, you could actually pull something like that off?
Well, be honest with you, Steve, I'm concentrating only on that one class, you know, SCP 1150 index class, because I have something that I've got to do in this class. Back in 01, there was a gentleman out of Maryland that won that class, and he backed it up in 02. Then in 03 and 04, very good friend of mine, we all know, seven-time national champion with the HDRA, Dan Degood, backed it up. And I backed it up in 05 and 06. And now that's why I need to go and do this one, because I want to break those records. I want to do a hat trick. And and that's the only thing I'm concentrating on is the SCP class.
Well, Donnie, how did you get involved with the Audit Drag Race Association? How did it get, how did it all get started for you? When did you begin?
I started racing full-time with HDRA in 2000. Now, mind you, before that, I've had three championships in a different organization before that, but then that organization folded and went away, and so I started full time with HDRA, and it took me a while. It took me a while. I won a few races back in those days, and being bridesmaid, number two plate holder 3 years in a row in the SCP class, Dan Degood came to me and said, "You're going to win the championship this year." And I said, "Dan, how? How can I do that?" He said, "You've got to make round." And I put my head together and focused, and with a little bit of luck, I won the championship in SCP in 05. Then before I knew it, I had it again in 06. And, there is some real good, tough competition. The SCP class is sponsored by Harley-Davidson, their Screaming Eagle product, counterpart, whatever you want to call it. But it really a lot of tough competition in there.
Now, how fast do those machines go, and what's different about that class?
Well, really, the SCP class is kind of like run what you brung. But what's neat about it, the Harley that I ride in that class is a 2004 Harley 1200 Sportster. And with bolt-on Screaming Eagle performance product that you can buy over the counter at your local dealer. And that's one of the things that qualifies you to race in that class. You have to have a Screaming Eagle performance part on your vehicle. And one thing that kind of my bike got mostly, I don't know, I'm going to say my bike is really the only motorcycle out there in that class that is 100% Harley-Davidson Screaming Eagle performance product.
Wow.
And it's very low budget race bike.
So it's really affordable. If you've got a Harley-Davidson, you can get out and compete in this class. It's not like you have to have tons and tons of money.
No. No, I mean that the Sten 3 ET class is run what you brung, and you could take your full dress Harley motorcycle and go out there and race in it, and you don't have to have no performance. Now the SCP class, there is one or two models off the showroom floor that you can enter in the SCP class that will run the 1150 number.
Now, Don, you're from Lakeland, Florida, correct?
And
I understand that they might be able to, do I have this right that they might be able to come and see you and get one of these?
Yeah, you know, come to our, we have two locations. We have one in Lakeland, and we have a brand new dealership in Lake Wales. And but I'm at Lakeland, and when I'm in town and when I'm not off racing somewhere, come in there and ask for me, and anybody wants any kind of tricks or whatever, to get your bike to run faster or whatever, I can do that for you.
Hey, Stevie, you know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like the old NASCAR thing of race on Sunday and sell on Monday.
There you go.
And to be honest with you, there's a lot of truth to that statement, because one of the things that I admire about Donnie is the fact that he is racing a bike right off the showroom floor. And it's a bike that he can jump on and cruise down, you know, on a Saturday night and go cruising.
That's right, Steve. I still have my turn signals on my motorcycle.
So it's a very streetable ride. And in fact, if you guys ever get a chance to come out to one of our all-holiday drag races, you need to stop by and see Donnie and talk with him, and you'll find out. It's amazing. So many people look at it and they're afraid to try it. You know, they say, oh, it's just too expensive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not. It's very affordable. It's probably one of the most affordable forms of motorsports there is.
It is. I tell you, I really enjoy it. I mean, when I get out there on the racetrack, drag racing, I'm happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
Well, you were telling me,
okay,
you not just drag your bike, but you've also done hill climbing and all types of other racing as well. I believe, didn't you say you did some flat tracking too?
Yes, I. When I'm not road racing or drag racing, I'm doing some vintage road racing. I've got a 1970 Harley 350cc single cylinder sprint, it's called, and I road race. I've raced at Daytona on the high banks with it. And matter of fact, I finished fourth at Daytona back in March, right after our Gainesville race. And the flat track racing, I raced anything from an eighth mile track all the way up to a half mile track.
Wait a minute, are you saying, like, do you go out, like the Daytona deal? Was it the whole 2.5 mile deal?
Yeah.
Really?
I run the road course.
Really?
Know. It's like the AMA Superbike.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But we do the vintage on the same course.
What kind of speed you get up to?
110.
Okay. Well, you know, that's funny because I had proposed a couple times. We're always trying to come up with ideas, you know, to bring fans out to motorsports venues, you know, and I'm involved a lot in short track racing, but I've tried to get, people get a bunch of Harley guys. I'll tell you, I've said this many times, if you go get 100 Harley guys and talk to them, at least a few of them are going to be willing to come out and race around that quarter mile track.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I bet.
Well,
so.
Listen, I'll tell you what, when I was at Donnie's trailer, not only did he have the bike that he raced, but he even had a dirt bike in there. I mean, this guy's ready to go. And there's a bunch of them just like Donnie that, you know, they can go from the drag strip straight to the circle track, back it out, and they're ready. They carry a multitude of bikes inside their trailers. Donnie, how many bikes did you have in your trailer when we were out there all the way in Washington State?
Stevie, I had 9 motorcycles in that trailer.
Now, is this guy ready to ride?
I think so. Born to ride and ready to ride.
There you go.
That's pretty cool.
Did you not do some hill climbing? You said something about
I did. Back in 99, I went to Sturgis, and I did a flash race out there. Flash stood for fastest street legal Harley, something other like that. I can't even remember how it goes, but you have, I mean, it's a stock motorcycle. I mean, it's whatever, you have to ride down there a 60-mile shakedown run and back, and you get the bike gets impounded. Anyhow, I won that race, and I got a 71 Harley Sportster that I made into a dirt bike. Changed the front fork, put some tall shocks on the back. Well, I decided to go over here and try the hill climb out one time.
Have you ever done that before?
Well, there's a place up north of me called Croom Motorcycle Park. they got some hills up there. We back in the 60s and 70s, as I was growing up, I did a lot of dirt bike riding, and I know how to climb a hill. But these guys at the hill climbs, they do them as a drag race uphill. Well, so I decided to try it, and I just took this old 900cc Sportster of mine that I made into a dirt bike and just put it in low gear, and I just tractored up it. I ended up third place.
That's funny.
Just having a ball.
You can picture that, Stevie.
You know that had to drive those guys crazy, too.
They laughed at me.
Yeah, but I tell you, they weren't laughing when it was third place.
No. No. But I tell you, my racing this year, is, like I said, has struggled a little bit because I got a crew chief that name is Gary Dusenberry, and he's kind of been tied up at work, and he can't get away. And he was really a big part of my championship the last 3 years. I mean, I won 5 championships in 3 years, and maybe that's the height of my career. I don't know, but I'm still trying to go for one more.
Well, you're looking pretty good at it right now, Donnie, because like I say, you are number one in the points in SCP, and you're number four in the Sin 3 class, and also you're number five in the Super Limiter class. You're within reach on the other two, and right now you're on top of the pile in one.
Well, I hope he's listening, but in the Super Eliminator class, Dean Drusel.
Yep.
It'll be an honor to turn that number one plate over to him after 3 years.
Well, I don't believe you're going to give it to him now.
No, I'm not going to give it to him. I'm making a comeback in there, and I think I'm going to be all right. Bill Rowe Jr. is another tough competitor.
Now, when is your next events? I mean, all the events are on the AHDRA website, but when's your next event and what you got coming up?
Bristol.
Ooh.
11th and 12th, I believe it is.
You're not going to go to Sturgis this year?
No, when I get done here, up here, Nashville, I got to go back, and I got to get my bikes ready for Mid-Ohio for the AMA Vintage Days, because I'm actually going to be road racing my Super Eliminator bike in the Battle of the Twins Formula 2 class, and my vintage, that 1970 Harley Sprint. And I will be doing some flat track racing on my vintage 79 Honda.
I noticed you had a hard time saying that last word.
Yeah. At the Ashland Half Mile.
That's it. Don, you could just say the H word, you know, the other H word or something. I don't know. But
I had a Brand X.
Yeah, Brand X or something. But
no, but you see, if you see the bike, it looks like the one of the Harley factory flat trackers.
When you go to all these events around the country, and obviously you're involved in Harley-Davidson from morning till night, I guess, tell us what's the community like? What's the racing community that follows around and is involved in the All Harley Drag Racing Series? What's the racing community like?
Great people. It's not just the biker community, there's family come. You know, anybody, I'm going to say motorcycle enthusiasts of all types will come.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Donnie, we really appreciate having you on here this evening. And it was definitely, as usual, I'm a lucky guy. I get to talk about Donnie and see Donnie all the time. It's always interesting. You never know what you're going to see or hear from Donnie, or what he's just got through exploring, like you learned tonight, from flat tracking to racing the high bank at Daytona, to drag racing with the All-Harley drag racing guys, the hill climbing. Man, pretty well just about does it all.
Yeah, you know, Stevie, pretty soon, one of these times here, since we normally do this segment, Real Racing USA, out of the Snook River Grill in Bradenton, which isn't all that far from where Don is, and we'll have to get him to come down and join us there.
Hey, I will.
That'd be cool. That'd be very cool.
I'll bring a bike and put it on display.
There you go. All right.
While we're eating some seafood.
There you go. All
the
right.
The problem with that is, I'm in South Carolina and I can't make it.
There you go.
Well, come on, Stevie.
Yeah, I know.
And while we're down there, then Saturday night we go down to Bradenton, and
DeSoto Dragway,
the Harley ET class down there that we have once a month.
You know, I might take you up on that.
Yeah,
I know it would be fun.
I was the 03 track champion in Bradenton.
I see, Don. There you go. You got him going now. He's dialing up his travel agent on the other line.
Yeah, you know what he's going to do? He's going to try and sucker me into that Harley Davidson place. And once I get in there, start looking at the bike.
There you go.
How about if I let you take a ride on my Segway?
Oh, see, there he is. Now he's trying to get me on one right now. And he knows. He's like a fisherman. He's already set the hook now. He's just getting ready to pull me in.
Yeah.
All right, Don. I'll tell you what, man. You've been a great warm-up for our next one. We know we're going to talk to Valerie Thompson here in a few minutes.
Yeah,
and that's
a sweet girl.
That should be really interesting. I look forward to that, man. And it's great talking with you. And, hey, we'll talk to you really soon, man, hopefully.
Okay.
All right.
Don,
all right.
You take care, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right, Stevie. That's pretty cool, man. He was every bit of what you said.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Tell you, something else.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, man. We're going to take a break here with some commercial spots, and we'll see if we can get hooked up with Valerie Thompson out in the far west.
From the beast to the beauty, huh?
All right. There you go. Let's see if we can get this stuff queued up.
Talk to you later.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction, 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper. That's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neons. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton. Andrew's Dodge.
All right, we're back with Stevie LaTemp. Jack Smith here. And, Stevie, do we have a guest on the line with us yet?
Listen, we have the lovely Valerie Thompson. This gal is the GoDaddy.com girl. And talk about somebody that can ride a bike. Not only is she good-looking, but trust me, this gal can ride. She is a Bonneville Salt Flat champion. She's gone, has the world record, I believe, in the panhead class, 141 mile an hour. If I take that back, is it? Am I correct? You went 141 once, and then didn't you back it up with like 145, Valerie?
Yes, I did. 145.647.
Absolutely.
You don't want to forget the change on a world record.
Got that right.
And the name of the bike, the Salt Shaker.
Yes, the Salt Shaker.
That is cool. I like that. What,
yeah,
Valerie,
they're building a new bike, Keith Paul from BikerNet.com. They're giving me another opportunity this year to ride another 120 inch panhead, which is going to be about a 200 mile per hour bike this year.
So you have the opportunity to break the 200 mile an hour barrier on the Salt Flats.
On the Salt Flats? Is that on the Salt Flats?
Yes, that's on the Salt Flats.
Wow. Holy cow. Now, will you be the first lady to ever do that? Or
no,
one of...
I think in the panhead it is, yes.
Yeah.
This bike was specifically built for me, and it's longer and lower, and it's much more aerodynamic, and so I'm really excited. I haven't seen the bike yet. It's still in the works.
Well, Valerie, I got to ask. I've seen you race on the asphalt and the concrete. Is there a big difference racing on the salt? Does the bike handle different? Is it feel different to you? What's it like on the Salt Flat?
Well, the last year it was really smooth and silk. It was, I just went right through the wind. I felt like I was a part of the bike. The year before, I went 153 miles per hour on a V-Rod, a turbo V-Rod, and that was a little bit shaky. The front end kept kind of getting a little bit of a wobble speed, and it really wasn't designed specifically for the Salt Flats, but we did it anyways.
Well, I got to ask you, there's no doubt in my mind you're a racer. Do you have any other family, brothers, sisters that are involved in the motorsports industry?
No, I don't. Actually, I have two brothers that, since I've been riding, which was 8 years ago, just street bike riding, they've actually now, two of my brothers own Harley-Davidson bikes now, and one of my brothers that comes to the Woodburn race and the Seattle race, he wants to start racing now, and he's calling me and is like, how do I get sponsored for the Woodburn race? I just said, dial for dollars.
Well, you know, when you look on your website, Valerie, you got a ton of, you do a lot of media. You've been featured in all kinds of different magazines and things like that. And, GoDaddy.com is like a great sponsor. So, do you do all your own, like, public relations, or do you have people who do it? Or how did you get to this point?
Well, I do everything on my own. I'm kind of a one-man, one-girl team here. I do the updates on my website, and I seek, I try to get my name out there as much as I can. Anybody that asks me, hey, can you show up at an appearance at so-and-so? And I was like, okay. I write a lot of news articles for, the magazines.
I noticed that there's been magazines in France, Russia, that have covered you. Pretty well worldwide, girl.
Yeah. You wait till next year. I can't tell you what's going to happen next year, but it's going to be huge. Just wait.
You can't break that right now?
Give us a clue. You got to give us a hint. I didn't know about this now.
No, I can't. No. It's going to be big, though.
Uh-oh. Now she's got us paying attention.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
That's amazing.
How old were you when you first started? Well, no, I'm not going to ask age. I'll get in trouble if I say that.
Got that right.
We've been there.
We've been down that road.
It's almost safe because Valerie's absolutely gorgeous, and I know she can't be more than 22 tops. dog.
Thank you.
But
I wish. Those were back in the days.
Well, you know, speaking, you say back in the days, it couldn't have been that long ago. I will say this for the guys out there, that Valerie was Miss Arizona Bike Week 2004. She was the runner-up for Miss Las Vegas, Miss Sturgis. So I tell you what, she got her act together, and whenever I've gone in there and parked her, like on the day before the race when she's getting ready to set up, there's no crew there to set her up. You see this gal get out, put the awning up, pull the bike out, and to begin to thrash. And, I mean, she is steadily working all day long.
VTRaceGirl.com.
Oh, Person Army.
Yeah, VTRaceGirl.com, yeah.
VTRaceGirl.com. But don't forget to get me to those races. I drive my own truck and trailer to all those events and to all my appearance events. And now I have a companion. I have a little Maltese puppy that I picked up along the way from when I drove from Norwalk to Seattle. I picked up a little dog, and he's just the cutest little thing. His name is Reckon.
Reckon, that is cool.
Reckon. The people down south, they all say, you reckon?
Valerie, when's the first time you ever climbed on a motorcycle?
In May of 1999.
Wow.
Yeah, some guy asked me to go riding with him on the back of his bike, and when I got there, he told me that my jeans would scratch a fender and that he didn't want me on the back. So even though he had one of those little extra seats, and he told me I could go by my own and I could ride by myself, and my ears
really?
Popped up. And at first I was offended, but after that I was like, he took me to the dealership and I picked out a Sportster and I bought one, and they wouldn't let me take it off the showroom floor. And a couple of weeks later, I ended up getting my license because I went to the rider school, and went back a couple of weeks later, picked it up.
Wow.
3 months later, I got me a Fat Boy. It was like too small of a bike for me. I was riding with all the boys, and the boys told me that I had to ride and keep up if I wanted to ride with them.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, have you not been to the Frank Hawley School of Racing for the pro stock class, the pro stock bike?
Yes, I did. I joined the 7 second mop or the 7 second club too. I went 7.94 coasting in at the quarter mile. I set it off at a 1,000 foot mark. But this year was my second year at going back.
Well, and how did you get?
GoDaddy sent me there. GoDaddy sent me to school.
Well, that's cool. So you climbed on a bike in 1999 for the first time, and how did you arrive at a racetrack in competition?
Well, when I moved to Arizona, I was racing with there. I was riding. I say racing with a new group of people, and heck, they were out of control, and so I, you know, of course, kept up with them and rode, and I always liked to be in the front of the pack, and so did the rest of the guys, and so we kept all racing up. You know, the street light would come on, and we'd go for it. There'd be four of us all lined up, and we'd all go for it. And anyways, a couple of years later, a guy told me I was way out of control and I needed to take it to the track, and he wasn't going to work on my bike anymore, and I was just out of control. So a month later, I took it to the track. I took my Fat Boy to the track, which I still have till this day. And one thing led into another, and here I am.
So when I picked up on this pro stock training you're getting from Frank Hawley, and are you getting ready to step into the pro stock ranks?
Not going.
Well, and with that, we need to change the topic. I believe you have to be careful. You got to remember.
All I want to do is just go fast, straight and fast.
So we just maybe might see Valerie Thompson on a pro stock bike, sounds like, in 2008.
Yeah.
Never know, huh?
Mm-mm, never know.
And see there.
Never know what I got up, Steve.
Well, I tell you, guys, you do have to know this gal is truly incredible. From driving the rig to setting up the trailer, and listen, there's a ton of work to do whenever you get to on these tracks to get these bikes ready to go. And I've watched her many a time while I'm unloading rigs and stuff in there that she's over just steadily going full throttle all the time.
And you do work on your own bikes, right?
I do work on my own bike. I do have a crew chief at the races, but when I'm testing, I travel with another teammate, and we kind of both help out each other. And, you know, I do my own air pressures and, you know, do the data
Do you have an onboard computer on your bike?
Yes, I do. I have a race pack. It tells me everything I didn't do right. The computer system never lies.
Is it pretty easy? Well, I'm sure it can't be that easy, but as far as when you get that data off that computer, as far as making the corrections and stuff, does it pretty well hold true when you make your corrections? Have you been pretty successful in getting the bike to hook and everything?
Yeah, you know, the data is the most important. The data and the videotape is the most important part as a rider, because I don't know what I'm doing out there. And heck, I mean, I'm going at 9.23 seconds in the quarter mile, and I don't remember everything I did exactly. I don't remember when I hit the button because it's way too quick. So when I get back and I see the data when I shifted, and if I shift too late, too early, it really helps me, you know, try to do better. So in the video, it shows my body language, shows if I was leaning a little bit, that's why I went to the left. You can see there's a lot of information in both video and in the race pack.
Do you get asked questions by other ladies who you know, wonder or are interested in doing what you do? Does that ever come up?
Yes, all the time. Yes, yeah. they all say
you got to be an inspiration.
You know, you're an inspiration, and I want to do that, and you know, and I tell them that they can do it. I mean, it's not that easy, but it's, you know, you can. If I can do it, you can do it. And I started out with a 2000 Fat Boy.
You started out with
what to do?
Yeah, you started out with a 2000 Fat Boy. Now, for all the motorheads out there who are looking for a new screensaver, or not a screensaver, but a desktop screen deal. All you got to do is go to GoDaddy.com, look around, dig around, view the commercials, click on that, and the next thing you know, you'll find a 800 by 600 or a 10 by 24, 1024 by 768 screensaver, Valerie Thompson, on GoDaddy.com. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And not to mention, GoDaddy is the number one registrar worldwide.
I use them.
In new registrations and in domains under management.
Well, it is, and it's a great company. You know, I used to use, I've been doing this a long time, about 10, 12 years. I've been building websites and manage a whole lot of websites in the motorsports deal. And I'll tell you, we had all our stuff at a competitor about 6, 7 years ago. I changed everything, and there is no other company I'd recommend. And that's, I mean that. That's for real. I mean, that's the way we are. But so, you can't talk about what you're doing next year. But what is your biggest goals that you're trying to accomplish, like, this year?
This year is to be in the top 5 in the HDRA championship. And currently I'm number 4 national, and I'm in second place Western Division. And the other... The other would be to go the 200 mile per hour at Salt Flat.
When is that going to be? When will you be competing in that Salt Flat race?
The Salt Flat is held once a year, and it's September 2nd through the 6th.
That's awesome. Now, Stevie, when is the Sturgis thing coming up?
Sturgis is coming up here just in a few more weeks. Valerie, you know the date on that?
The date would be,
I need to look at
We're racing there in August 7th, but I think Sturgis starts around the 2nd and ends around the 12th.
Yeah, and you'll be there doing some racing, right?
I don't think I'm going to be there racing, because we have to be in Bristol the very next day.
Oh, I see. That's right.
For a national event, so there's a chance 50-50 I'll go to Sturgis this year and just do some appearances.
Yeah.
And represent all my sponsors.
That's cool. One thing, Sturgis, when we come in there, we're going to race in August 7th and 8th at Sturgis, and then we have to be at Bristol on the 10th ready. So it gives us one day to travel. So you can see the predicament there. It's really tough to make it, and a lot of the teams, they're not going to be able to pull that off, which is a shame. But Valerie will be there then doing autographs, personal appearances.
The reason I was asking about that, Steve, is because we had talked about that, and I really hope we can do some of this stuff. We're looking to do some live spots from some of the tracks here over the summertime. and like Sturgis, the racing at Sturgis or Bristol or something like that would just be absolutely awesome. Maybe we could hook up somehow with Valerie and do a live thing like that. That'd be really
cool. Oh, yeah, we can make that happen. How about it, Valerie? We
that
go to Sturgis
great.
And we go live on the radio and we'll turn you loose with the microphone and let you do some interviews with some people.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm good at that.
So let me ask you, have you ever met Danica Patrick?
Yes, I have. Yes, I met her a couple of times. We did the GoDaddy Super Bowl commercial together along with Candace Michelle, which is the original GoDaddy girl. And then we did the red carpet for the unrevealing of the Orange County Chopper bike that OCC made for GoDaddy.
Yeah, share some
I
race.
Had that at the, I had the GoDaddy bike at the Arizona Bike League Nationals.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Were you able to get some time to share some racing motorsports stories there?
No, we didn't. We just, you know, chit-chatted about just, you know, fun stuff and kind of left the racing side. You know, we just kind of left it alone.
Yeah, Stevie, I don't...
like to sit down with her over a lunch or something and, you know, see, you know, talk to her. I'd like to actually go to one of her events to see what, you know, what their team does. And, you know, for next year, I'd like to upgrade my team and, you know, like to see what their team does different.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Stevie?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm looking forward to seeing her out there. In fact, I think Valerie would tell you, I always stop by and wish her luck, you know, because I do watch her whenever she comes up there and goes down the track.
Wait a minute, you always tell me to slow down. You always tell me to slow down.
Well, one of the things that she does is she'll pick out two classes, and one class is used to run numbers. And I know she can win in that class, but I haven't convinced her that you enter two classes, go for the gold, girl, because I know she can do it.
I'm going to try that next race. I promise. I'll promise to slow down.
Right.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that. Look forward to seeing you. If you win it, by golly, we'll put you back on the radio again and tell us how you did it.
No, I'm coming really close, so bear with me. I'm going to get a win or two under my belt.
All right. We'll keep an eye out for that. And it's really great having you on this show tonight. Really appreciate you taking the time to spend some time with us on Real Racing USA and the All Harley Drag section of Real Racing USA. And we wish you the absolute best. Stevie, closing words, man?
Pardon?
Did you have something else there for Valerie?
Well, just that I'm going to see her hopefully up in Sturgis. And who knows, maybe we'll go live on the air and we'll chase down some riders and do some interviewing. And perhaps I've tried to talk my boss into letting me have off on Tuesday night and let me go downtown, but I don't know if he's going to let me down there or not.
You know? It's dangerous. He might not come back.
Is that right? Well, I'm 60 years old. I'm ready for the gamble.
Right.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But I'll take you along as my protector, and you can take care of me down there and keep you safe.
All right, I can do that.
Valerie, one more time. That website is?
GoDaddy.com.
Yeah, and
visit my website at VTRaceGirl.com.
There you go. Talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Valerie Thompson, just simply the best.
Absolutely. All right, Stevie. That's pretty cool, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Two very interesting interviews this season. Truly enjoyed both of them.
Yeah. Don Huffman and he will be racing. Where's his next event? Is this Bristol as well?
He's headed to a race in Ohio coming up here, I believe, this coming weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a All Harley drag race. So once again, as he mentioned earlier, you know, he also turns left and does circle track racing. And he has some vintage racing that he does as well. I believe he's racing his vintage bike this coming weekend.
Yeah, and of course. So now, where will you be this your next deal?
Well, I got two events to talk about tonight. One of them, it'll be coming up Saturday, Orangeburg, South Carolina. It's called the Battle of the Bikes. Nitro Harleys versus the world. Anybody can bring it on, no matter what it is. They don't care what the modifications are. Bigger, the better. and they're going to duke it out, and that will be interesting. And there are some bad, bad bikes will come into that. That's Orangeburg, South Carolina, coming up this Saturday.
Where's that at? Where's that in South Carolina?
Orangeburg, South Carolina, probably about 45 miles south of Columbia, the capital.
Gotcha. Okay.
Then we up then on Sunday, you know, do the old 60s commercial. Sunday, we're going drag racing in Roxboro, North Carolina. The VW Nationals. There will be hundreds of these little Beetles everywhere. And no, they're not going to run 60 mile an hour. These boys will be flying. In the eighth mile, you'll see speeds over 130 mile an hour. A Volkswagen. Believe me, these guys are wild. They'll run down into fives and incredibly fast. And we're looking at probably several hundred VWs. They'll run anywhere from the five-second zone down to, of course, the traditional street VW. So lots of action coming up. VW Nationals, Roxboro, North Carolina.
All right. Pretty cool, man. All right. Look forward to next week, of course, we'll come up with two more gems from the world of all Harley drag racing. And, man.
You guys just have to stay tuned and see just who Stevie comes up with.